दोस्तों, SBS हिंदी पर आपने भारत में प्रवास कर रही ब्रिटिश महिला बैकपैकर लूसी प्लमर के भारत के अनुभवों, खास करके अच्छे अनुभवों के बारे में सुना होगा। चाहे वो नोटबंदी के समय भारत में दिखाई गई मानवता की बात हो, या फिर भारतीय पुलिसकर्मी के द्वारा की गई मदद की, चाहे वो बात हो महिला सुरक्षा की या भारत से मिले विनम्रता के गुण की। तो आज इस श्रेणी में आगे बढ़ते हुए जानते हैं कि किस तरह से भारत के प्रवास के दौरान लूसी ज्यादा जिम्मेदार प्रवासी बनी, या फिर यूं कहें कि ज्यादा जिम्मेदार इंसान बनी।
In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how traveling and living in India has made me a more responsible, conscientious traveler. If I had to choose a word that for me describes India the best, it would be uncensored. Here is a country where you see in full HD color the impacts of human behavior on the world and the effects our individual actions have both on the environment and on other humans. There's nowhere else I've been in the world where I've seen the consequences and potential consequences of my actions and the actions of others so vividly. India is vulnerable, and the people who live there, some of the poorest in the world, they're exposed to high risks every day, even from seemingly small actions or minor negligences. People aren't protected or sheltered in the ways that they are in other countries, and all this is out in the open, and unfortunately, it's often overlooked or ignored altogether. Before experiencing life in India, I took a lot for granted. I'm talking mostly in relation to my behaviour and attitudes towards things that impact the world and others, my responsibility to the planet and those that live there, for example.
लूसी कहती हैं कि भारत की यात्रा के दौरान उन्होंने जाना कि किसी भी व्यक्ति के छोटे बड़े कदम से, उनकी जीवन शैली से, न सिर्फ व्यक्ति के भविष्य पर लेकिन आसपास के पर्यावरण पर भी असर पड़ता है। लूसी कहती है कि भारत के प्रवास से पहले उन्होंने जीवन को टेकन फॉर ग्रांटेड ले लिया था। तो क्या हुआ ऐसा जिससे वो जिम्मेदार प्रवासी बनी? इस विषय में वो पहले ये कहती हैं कि क्या अर्थ होता है एक जिम्मेदार प्रवासी बनने का।
So what does it mean to be a responsible traveler? Well, I've been traveling since 2011, not just in India, but in many countries. And I've always liked to think of myself as a responsible traveler, or as someone who has always tried to do their bit. Not paying money for an elephant ride in Thailand, for example, or not littering whilst wild camping on the Great Highland Way in Scotland, that kind of thing. For me, being a responsible traveller has mostly involved not doing a lot of things. India, however, has taught me that simply abstaining from certain things is simply not enough. Being a responsible traveller in India involves you actually making efforts to do a lot of things, or to do things differently to what you would normally do. In India, you can't be a passive, responsible traveller. It takes conscious and deliberate efforts and a real sense of personal responsibility.
लूसी का मानना है कि भारत में आप निष्क्रिय या आराम से चीजों को नहीं ले सकते, यानी कि आप एंजॉय कर सकते हो लेकिन बहुत सारी चीजें हैं जिसमें आपको प्रोएक्टिव बनना पड़ता है। व्यक्ति को खुद चलकर परिस्थिति का हल निकालना होता है। भारतीय प्रवासी कभी भी गलत न करके जिम्मेदार प्रवासी नहीं बन सकता। इस विषय पर आंख खोलने वाले अनुभव के बारे में लूसी कहती हैं कि जब वो बेंगलुरु में रहती थी, उस दौरान घर का जो कूड़ा कचरा होता है उसे निकालने की एक समस्या थी। हालांकि काउंसिल द्वारा एक ट्रक आती थी जो हमेशा इस कचरे को लेकर जाती थी, लेकिन लूसी जब तक कचरा लेकर उस ट्रक तक पहुंचती तब तक ट्रक चली जाती। कई बार ऐसा होता कि वो घर पर नहीं होती तो कचरा देना छूट जाता था। लूसी कहती है कि लंदन की आसान जीवन शैली से इस मामूली से लगने वाली बात के प्रति वो उपेक्षित रही थी।
The biggest wake-up call I had in this regard happened when I was living in Bangalore, which has been for most of this year. And for the first time, I was solely responsible for my actions. I was renting a 1 BHK in the city and I had to manage everything. This included my personal waste. So living in the UK, I had never really considered disposal of my food waste to be my personal concern. In fact, when you live in a city like London, it's easy to forget or not even have to think about waste altogether. Today, most local councils not only provide a door-to-door waste collection service, but they also provide the equipment one needs to contain food waste until the collection day comes, such as food waste bag. All you really have to worry about is whether you've put your waste out in time for it to be collected. And then it's pretty much a case of out of sight, out of mind. I wasn't afforded that same luxury when I was living in Bangalore. There was a waste disposal truck that would come round and collect household waste, but it would pretty much come whenever it liked. And most of the time I was out of work when it did, so I've always missed it. And I ended up with just this heap of garbage that I just didn't know what to do with. The few times I heard the truck come in, it was always gone by the time I had time to frantically gather all my stuff together and run downstairs. Due to the ease at which I had come to experience recycling my food waste back home, I'd never really given much thought to the intricate process that it involves elsewhere in the world. And as such, I had grown ignorant of the issue as I had managed to distance myself from the consequences. My food waste had never really felt like my concern. But in India, in particular Bangalore, my food waste is my concern. And it's not just my concern, it's the concern of the 10 million plus people that I share the city with. And this experience, as I said, was a pretty harsh wake-up call for me, and it forced me to challenge this irresponsible and apathetic attitude I had towards waste disposal. And it kind of made me consider the state of things in other places and how important it is to take responsibility for things and seek out the best solutions, not just for myself, but for the sake of others, because so many people are dependent on it. There's been like many other instances such as this that have caused me to self-reflect. It's actually caused me to change my behaviour.
Lucy kehti hai ki Bharat ke anubhavon se jo seekha, wo sirf Bharat tak simit nahi hai. Lucy kehti hai ki Bharat jaise bade desh mein, जहाँ पर अमीरी और गरीबी के बीच की खाई बड़ी है, वहाँ पर स्थानिक व्यापारियों से, रास्ते पर सब्जी और फल बेचने वाले ठेले वालों से चीजें खरीदना कितना महत्व रखता है, उसके बारे में उन्होंने जाना। वो कहती है कि कुछ अच्छा करने के लिए हमेशा बड़ा करना या बड़ा सोचना जरूरी नहीं है, कुछ छोटे छोटे प्रयास भी बड़ी असर करते हैं।
And not just when I'm in India, but specifically in India, there are some that are more important, such as buying from local street vendors and local businesses. So many of the local street vendors you see selling things like fruit and vegetables on the streets of India, they live on the same streets and they survive often solely on the money that they make from their produce. Wherever you go, you're told to support local people and local business. And I do try, but I usually find myself in a big supermarket chain anyway. But in India, buying from locals can literally mean life or death. You buying your bananas or mangoes from a person's street cart could really mean the difference of them eating a meal or providing a meal for their families that day. It's really that important. And this support for locals also includes local ventures such as homestays, which are becoming very popular in mountain tourist destinations that I've travelled to, such as Spiti Valley and Ladakh. They're a fantastic way of feeling a connection to the place you're visiting and to the people that live there. You get to learn about their culture and their ways of life through observing them at home and also through conversations you have with them. So you come away with not only a great insight, but you also leave with such deep appreciation to the people and the place. And it might even spur you on to take further action, get involved in other projects in the future.